Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We are now in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Bet, Amud Bet, at the very, very bottom, the last word on the page, about to re-examine Rabbi Ami's halacha about the issue of Chiluk Avodot, Gufa. Amar Rabbi Ami, Zibach v'kitev nesech v'helem achad, eno chayav ela achat. Notice he doesn't mention Ishtachava'a, but if you did those three things, you only chayiv once. Amar Abaye, my time Rabbi Ami, Amar Kra lo ta'ovdeim. That the Torah says, don't bow down to them and do not worship them. Hakatuv asan kulan avodah achat. That there's a special textual direction that says that all avodot are considered to be one thing. Umi Amar Abaye hachi, since when did Abaye say that? V'amar Abaye shalosh ishtachavot pavodazor lama. Why does it say three different times? Lo tishtachavel lahem. V'ishtachavu, etc. Achat l'chadarka, one of them is to tell you that if you're worshiping an idol where its normal form is prostrating, and you prostrate, you're chayiv. V'chat shelo chadarka, one is if it's not normally worshipped that way, but you bow down, you're chayiv. V'chat l'chalekes, one is there for chiluk avodot. The answer is the Devar of Rabbi Ami Kamar. Abaye was just explaining Rabbi Ami, v'lo lo sfirla. He didn't happen to hold from that. Now let's see Abaye's issue. Gufa Mar Abaye Shtach 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 Avod Bevorozar Lama Chal Chedarka Vachazol Chedarka Chal Chalek. Wait a second. The Chedarka Mechayavdu Agoy Ma'el Anafka. We learned all Avodot that are Chedarka from the pasuk Echayavdu Agoy Ma'el At Elohim Vesekain Gamani. So how does Abaye learn that? The answer is Ela Achad Chedarka V'Shelo Chedarka. Meaning, when it is a god that is normally worshipped in a fashion of honor, but not bowing. So that's where bowing comes in. Achad l'shelo kedarka, one, where it's like pa'or, and achad l'chalek. Okay, so it's a minor adjustment. Now back to our Mishnah. In the Mishnah it said, Amakablo alav be'eloha, or ha'omer lo eliata. If, besides the four avodot, and anything that's kedarka, we said that if you accept it as a god, or you turn to the idol and say, you are my god, you're chayiv. Now, Amrachon aravu amarav. So Rav said, kivan shamar lo eliata chayav. Now, once you say, you're my God, you're chayav, which is exactly what the Mishnah said, lamai, ilik tala manitini, if you're telling me he's chayav mita, that's our Mishnah. Elo lekorban. Rav's saying something here, which is a little counterintuitive to us, which is that not only are you chayav skila, if you do it b'mezid batra, etc., but if you did it b'shogig, you're chayav a korban. Now, v'afil rabbanan, would the rabbanan agree with that? V'atanya, watch this. Eno chayav, meaning korban, elo davar sheish po ma'aseh, Zibuach kitur v'nisuch v'ishtachava'a. So you're only chayiv for a real action, which is the four avodot. And v'yamar shlakish v'antan ishtachava'a. Who is it that added ishtachava'a, which is not really an action, but just a prostration? Rabbi Akiva hitamar lo ba'in ma'aseh. And as Rashi explains, Rabbi Akiva says you do not need for a chatat, you do not need to have a full action. Right? Michal de Rabbanan sabri ba'in ma'aseh. So according to the Rabbanan, the implication is, at least the way Rish Lakish explains it, that you need a full maaseh, like Zibuach, Yishtachava is out certainly saying, you're my God, doesn't count. So the answer is, Ki kamar Rav Nami, the Rabbi Kiva kamar. Rav was saying that Yechayav, vini according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Rabbi Kiva pshita, hainu magadif. According to Rabbi Kiva, it should be a no-brainer, because that's why Rabbi Kiva says, Yechayav achatat b'shogeg for giduf, because you said words. So here you said words, you're my God. So now here's what Rav was machadish. I would have thought you're only chayiv a korban for megadev tichtiv b'karet, because there it says karet. So therefore, I would say, oh, it says karet, so therefore I'll extend into a chatat. V'lachan lo k'tiv b'karet in ishtachava'a. Sorry, in eliata, it doesn't say anything in avodah zarah. It doesn't say anything about karet. It's just skila, emalo. So kamash v'lan ki itakush the itakosh she itakush. That saying you're my God and bowing and other avodot are all compared, they're lined up, tichtiv, in the description of the angel. Vaishtachavulo, vayizbechulo, vayomru, el Elohecha Yisrael. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ilmalei vav shebelucha, here's a drasha, if it weren't for the vav in he'alucha, meaning he'alucha means these are your gods who in the plural took you out, and the implication is that they're saying Hashem took us out plus this angel. We would have died. Kitanai. It's a machlokatanaim. That's but anybody who connects God with another God, meaning saying Hashem plus another God, is destroyed. So in other words, if Halucha means Hashem plus the Zegel, they should have been destroyed. Right? That it has to be exclusive worship of God. Not only it has to be, but you're chayav mita for shituf. Shituf, by the way, is a confusing concept, which some people understand shituf, but in some contexts, it means something akin to a trinity, in which there is the notion of multiple gods, and the other is shituf, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, plus some other power. In any case, here, it's clearly the latter. So what does Asher Halucha mean? She'ivu Elohot Arbe. But Israel really wanted lots of gods. That's why it says it that way. Okay, back in the Mishnah, it says, Om Gafei, Fom Neshek, Fom Chavet, Rav Eitz, etc. is a lav. So Kiyat Rav Dimi, Rav Elazar. So Rav Dimi brought a report from Elazar that said, Akulam Loke. You get Makot for this lav. Of Lota of Deim. Of embracing, of kissing, etc. If it's not the derech, chutz mi'anoder mishmo mokeh mishmo, except for the last two, which are taking an oath or a vow in its name. So ma'ish da'anoder mishmo mokeh mishmo de lo loki. So why does Rabbi Elazar say you don't get makot mishmo na'ave le'lav she'in mo ma'aseh? Because lav she'in ma'aseh, you didn't do anything, you just said words. So hani nami lav she'bechla lotu, but lota of deim is a lav she'bechla lot, meaning a single pasuk that has many applications. And the rule is ein lokin a lav she'bechla lot. You don't get makot for that. Why do you not get makot for that? Because you didn't violate the entire pasuk with any single action. Titania, and here we go. How do I know that if you eat from an animal before it's fully dead, meaning you shechted it and prepared the meat and everything, but before the animal fully died, you ate from it, that it's a lotase? Tamadomer lo tochlu al hadam. In Parsha Kedoshim, lo tochlu al hadam. But, davar acher. You can't eat from meat before zrikat adam in kodshim. Ridoso mer minayin she'ein mavrin al haruge beitin. How do we know that you do not serve a sudat avra'ah to the survivors of someone who's executed by beitin? Tavlo mer lo tochlu al adam. Rekiyom mer nana sanhedrin shagu et hanefesh she'ein tomin klum kol oto ayom. Tavlo mer lo tochlu al adam. How do I know that members of the Sanhedrin who executed somebody cannot eat anything all day? Again, lo tochlo al adam. And then Rabbi Yochanan Omer Azhar le ben Sora Mora minayim tamadomer lo tochlo al adam. That's the warning for ben Sora Mora, who is eating in a way that's going to get him killed. And by the way, Masechet Brachot, there's another application, which is you're not allowed to eat before davening. Al tochlo lifnei shtitpalu al dimchem. And so therefore, Rabbi Avin Rochia, Rabbi Tim, Rabbi Avin Barkana, al kulam in oloket. You don't get makot for any of those things. And like the Ramah explains here, because at no point are you violating the pasuk, because the pasuk means all those different things. Ella, meaning you're not violating it fully. So therefore, how could you be loka for gipuf and nishuk and everything? They're all part of lav shebechlalot. So that was Rav Dimi's report, and we challenged it. Ella keata ravina Rav Elazar. Ravin brought a different report from Rav Elazar. He flipped it. Al kulani no loka chutz me'al devishmo mokai mishmo. Oaths and vows are different, but they're different the opposite way. You don't get makot from agapev, but you do get makot for the vow and the oath. So ma'ishta anachto lo kimishlavi lo shibachlalot, nami lav shirumasa ninu. Really, argument is you shouldn't get makot for any of them. Those two because they are lav shin mamasa, and the other four, five, six, because they're lav shibachlalot. The answer is ahukir Rabbi Yehuda. Lav shin mamasa lo kinalav. Rabbi Yehuda says you could get makot for something without a masa. And we'll prove it. The Tanya, in the context of the Korban Pesach, the Torah says, Lo totur menu ad boker, don't leave any of it over for the morning. Which, by the way, is a lav shenu maaseh. You're just sitting there, letting time tick away. Bakat v'ten aseh achar lo taseh. The Torah says then, V'hanotar menu ad boker b'yish tisrofu, that you have to burn it. Why did the Torah add an aseh afterwards? Lomar she'en lo kin alav, to tell you, you don't get makot for the lav, because it's what's called a lav anitak laseh. Tivrei Rabbi Yehuda. So obviously Rabbi Yehuda holds, you would get makot for lav shenu maaseh if there weren't this other fix. Rabbi Yaakov says, right idea, wrong reason. So you see Rabbi Yehuda says you do, so therefore our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, or at least Rabbi Elazar's opinion follows Rabbi Yehuda, that you would get makot for Noda B'Shmo Mekayim B'Shmo, but not the others. And now let's look at Noda B'Shmo Mekayim B'Shmo. B'Shmo Mekayim B'Shmo Menalan, what's the source for that? Menalan, Tetanya V'Shem Lehim Acharim Lo Tazkiru, Parshat Mishpatim, the Torah says, do not mention the names of other gods. What does that mean? That a person shouldn't say to his friend, I'll meet you over there by the church. I'll meet you over there at the corner by the Buddha worship site. In other words, don't reference it. The second half of the pasuk, it should not be heard on your mouth. Alright? That we have. And not to cause others, meaning even non-Jews, to do that. Alright? So, let's see what that means. The varcher lo yishmal picha has harad lemeisito lemediach. Also, lo yishmal picha means that is the warning against somebody who instigates others to avodah zara. Wait, meisit behedyaktiv. It says explicitly, Yisrael yishmu v'yirau. Am Yisrael has to sit and watch the meisit be killed and never do that such a thing. So there's the explicit warning. Azhar lemediach. Okay, it's not azhar from the meisit that we got covered, but it's the azhar for the mediach. Because he's causing others to say the name of Avodah Zarah. Now, what does that mean? You're not allowed to get in a partnership with a pagan. Why? Because maybe the pagan will have to take a shvua, and he's going to take an oath by Avodah Zarah, and you're causing him to say that name. He says that name every day, maybe. But you're causing him to say the name. He's going to take an oath that he doesn't owe you money, an oath that he spent it a certain way, whatever the partnership determines. Akiata Ula bat b'Kalmbo. When Ula came to Eretz Yisrael, to Bavel, he stopped and slept in a town called Kalmbo. Marle Rava Hecha bat Mar, so Rava said, where'd you sleep? Marle b'Kalmbo, in that town. Marle b'Aktiv Shem Lehim Achirim Notazkiru. Evidently, it was the name of Avodah Zarah. How can you mention it? Marle Achirim Yochanan Kol Avodah Zarah HaKetuvah B'Torah Mutar Lazkir Shema. Rabbi Yochanan said, if it's mentioned in Tanakh somewhere, you're allowed to mention its name? Because it's Tanakh mentions it, you could say it. Ah, v'hai chaktiv. Where does it say Kalan Bo in Tanakh? Dechtiv kara bel kores nevo. We'll see more about this pasuk. So it sounds like Kalan Bo. V'ilo ktiv alo, but if it's not written, you can't say it. Meitvam shashayra achat merube kishalosh. She kimidyon l'shilo. Shin shtei tfilo tushnei sfugin harezes av gamur. This is a shear of how long it would take. One, if you had one ziva that lasted for the amount that three ziva would last, which is the amount it takes to walk from Gideon to Shiloh. Now, which is the amount of time it takes to go into the mikveh twice and to dry off twice. That's a shear. That's a zav gamur. So how do they mention that? So Amar Ravina, God nam miktav. Gideon is a version of God. God is a well-known of Avodah Zarah of ancient worlds, Baal God B'vikat HaLevanon, and therefore Gideon is just a version of that. And therefore they could mention it in the Braita to use as an example for Ziva. Now, Amar Rav Nachman, Kol Leit Tzanuta Asira, all scoffing is prohibited, scoffing, Chutz Leit Tzanuta Avodah Zarah, except making fun of Avodah Zarah, the Sharia. Tichtiv Kara Be'al Koreis Nevo, Karsu Karu Yachtav Lo Yechlu Malit Masa. It's a description, look in the translation, it's very vile, very vulgar, of behavior in front of Avodah Zarah, and very graphic and scatological. Uchtiv, Dabru Glot Beit Aven, Yaguru Shachin Shomron, Kiavel Alav Amo, Uchmarav Alav Yagilu, Al Kvodo, Higalami Menu. And they read Al Tikre Kvodo El Kvodo, meaning his bowel movement comes out. What does that mean? That they made an image like their money. What does that mean? Everybody made a little image of their own God. And they keep it in their pocket. When they remember it, they pull it out and they embrace it. So what does that mean? So the priests of the Avodah Zarah would look at the rich people, and they would want to get them to come worship. So here's what they do. They would starve their calves in the worship house. And would make an image of the rich people and put it next to the trough. So that when the animals would come and see, they would see that image. So Inotan Lachutz, then they'd bring the animals out. The animals would come out and run towards these rich people and snuggle them. They would say, you see, the Avodah Zarah wants you. You should come and bring offerings. That's how they would rope them in. Now you notice Chazal here are really making fun of the Avodah Zarah and teasing them based on the Psukim. Amarava, hi Zivchei Adam Agalim Shakun. But then the Pasuk shouldn't say that Zovchei Adam, sorry, the ones who offer up man are kissing the Agalim. Agalim Shakun Lizboach Adam Ibailei. It should be flipped around. Alamarava calls Zovech Ibnol Avodah Zarah means if somebody offers and slaughters his son for Avodah Zarah, Amarlo Doron Gadoli Krivlo. Yavovi Yishaklo. The priest would say, you brought a great gift, the God will come and embrace you. And now we get a description of all the Avodah Zarah of the transplants, the population transfers that Sancheriv brought to the Shomron when he took the northern tribes away, and describe about all the Avodah Zarah that the different nations brought. My Nihu Tarnagolat, they said that looked like a chicken. That's a rooster. A certain kind of a goat that's, or a lamb that's bald. Avimasu nivchan v'tartak v'niyu kelav chamor nivchan v'tartak. So Chazal had a masorah that was a dog and a donkey. Vasfarvimo sorfim pehem v'et benotehem va'esh l'adramelach v'anamelach l'ois farvayim. Who are Adramelach v'anamelach? V'niyu aperd v'asus, a mule and a horse. Adramelech, why is it called Adramelech? The Adar Leilamari Betina. He helps his master by carrying stuff. The Anamelech, why is he called that? The Ani Leilamari Bekrava. He answers his master in war, the horse. Av Chizkiyamelech Yudabi Keshav Lasot Lokein. And then we find out that Chizkiyahu's father wanted also to put him in the fire of Molech. El Shachto Imo was Salamandra. His mother coated him with this Salamandra, which kept it, which was fireproof. Famous Agada, Israel knew that Avodah Zarah was meaningless. The only reason they did Avodah Zarah was so they could have an opportunity to do Gilui Arayot, because a lot of the ancient pagan rites were orgiastic. We have a challenge to that. Kizkor b'nei mizbachotam, when b'nei Yisrael would remember their mizbachot longingly. V'amar b'lazar kadam sheish l'gaguin al b'no. It's like the Mizbeach was like a child that they missed. So the answer is Batu Daviku Bey. Once they started doing it, they got connected and they felt connected to it. So the wild story. The Torah says, I'm going to put your dead bodies on the top of the dead bodies of your idols. What does that mean? Or Eliyahu HaTzadik, as Eliyahu HaNavi, Yav HaChazer Tfuchei Ra'av Shvirushalayim, was walking around all of the people who were bloated from hunger in Yerushalayim. Pavachad Matzat Tinok Shaya Tfuach Umatua Ba'ashba. He found a little kid who was lying in the trash, who was bloated and suffering. And he's from a certain family. Is anybody left from your family? I'm the only remained survivor. If I could teach you some way to live, will you take it? You taught him to say Shema Yisrael. Amarlo, has, I won't say that. Shalol eskir b'shem Hashem. I won't say Shem Hashem. That's borrowed from Amos. Shalolim do aviv imo. His parents didn't teach him. Miarotzi ratom yichako. This little kid took a little image of his God out of his pocket. Chabkam and Ashkai embraced it and kissed it. Ajev got kreso until his stomach finally exploded. Fly rato la'aretz. His idol fell down. And a falu ala, and he fell on it. Kayem ashramam natate pigrecham apigre gulechem. That's the pasuk. So here you see that they were very tied to it. The answer is, again, this kid was never involved in Arayot, his little kid, but his parents, the claim is, got involved with Avodah Zarah for the hedonistic reasons, and then the family was confirmed Avodah Zarah Nikim. Toshma, Vaizakuba Kol Gadol Adonai Elohim. In Nehemiah, it says that Bnei Israel and Yerushalayim, when they had this great gathering, they prayed to Hashem. It doesn't say what they said. Viruvitem Rabbi Yochanan, Biya Biya. I mean, woe to us. And they said, "Hainu da achrav eleveta. This thing, this yitzara for Avodah Zarah, is what destroyed our house. The kali al haychala, burned our mikdash. Katlino the tzaddika killed the tzaddikim. Aglino the Yisrael miarayu exiled us from our land. Adamro came in and is still dancing among us, still trying to get us to do avodah zarah. Klum yavita lan elik vule beyagra. They said to Hashem, you gave us the yetzer hara so we would get a schar for beating it. Lo iu bayinu v'lo agri bayinu. We don't want it or its schar. Get rid of it. Vatu davikube. The answer is, by that time they had already become confirmed and had allegiance to it. So now yatvu tlata yoma betanita. They sat for 3 days in a fast. They fasted for 3 days. Bo rachami. And they prayed about this. Now follow Pitka Mimurkia. A note came down from heaven. It said on it the word Emet. That's Hashem's signature. Emet. Nafak Guria Dunura Mbet Kodesh HaKadoshim. A shoot of fire came out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Unovli Yisrael Hanu Yitzhar Avodah Zarah. The Navi said, that's the Yitzhar Avodah Zarah. So grab it. Hadi Katafsile. As they grabbed it, Ishtamit Benita Mine. It escaped from them a little bit. The Kali Barba Mea Parsi, as it was screaming because they were holding it, its voice went for 400 parsaot. Amruhechi Navi. So they said to the Navi, what should we do? Dilma Mishmaim Rachami Alei. Maybe Mishmaim look at Rachami, it'll get out again. The Navi Shadju Bedura Beduda to Avra. Put it into a leather pot. Chasu Abavran. Cover it with lead. With lead. Shayev Kole to keep it to, it will soak up its voice so the heaven won't hear it. And then they stick a lead piece into the mouth of the Rasha'ah to soak up her voice. So now that we see Hashem is on our side, as it were, and has allowed us to conquer the Yetzer Hara v'Avodah Zarah, so let's also get rid of the Yetzer Hara for sexuality, for sexual promiscuity. They was given to them. So chavshu tlata yoma, they held on to it for 3 days. And then they had somebody who was sick, and they wanted an egg. They couldn't find it. Everybody stopped having relations. There were no more eggs. What should we do? If we ask for just half, they won't give us half from Shemayim. So kachlinu leina, they took this thing and they poked out its eyes. It helped for one measure that there was no longer Yetzer Hara for people to have relations with their kin. Okay, Mamar V'Yudah Marav. Now we'll end this piece with a couple of stories about really related to Pa'or. There was a non-Jewish woman who was very sick. If I ever get better, I'll worship every Avodah Zarah in the world. Amda, she got better. She went to everywhere. She came to Pa'or. She asked, how do you worship it? Amrula, they say, Ochlin tradin, you eat beets. Shotin shechar, you drink mead. Umatriz in front of it. Then you go to the bathroom in front of it. Amra, mutav shtachzora, hu isha lechole. I'd rather be back in bed sick, and not to worship in this way. Okay. Atem beit Yisrael, I know, Cain. But you, Bnei Yisrael, don't do this. Anitzvadim leval Pa'or. You got connected to Baal Peor. Imagine this. Ketzamid patil. Why is it nitzmadim? You're tied on like a tight cover. As opposed to, you are connected to God like two dates that are attached to each other, but not like the Avodah Zarah that you are absolutely tied on to. We have a bright that says the opposite. Manita tan nitzmadim Baal Peor. Ketzamid al yidei isha. It's like a woman would put a cover on. You're really tied to Hashem. And turns it around. There was a Jewish guy who rented out his donkey, and he was the driver for this woman. And they were driving. They came to Pa'or. Amralo, let me go in and worship, and I'll come out. When she came out, Amarla, I also want to go in. And as you'll see, he intended to disgrace Pa'or. Amralov lo yudiata? Amarlo mayach patlach? What do you care if I'm Jewish? Nichnas pa'ar befanav. He went to the bathroom in front of it. Kineach mechotamo. He used the nose of the idol to wipe himself. And he thought he was really disgracing it. Ayu komin mekalsinlo, and the priests were praising him. Komin meolam lo ya adam shavdulo lezubachach. Nobody ever worshipped poor in such a wonderful fashion. Right? Haporat now, the problem is, the Mishnah says, Haporat smalav al poor, reizavodato. That is the avodah. Even though you intend for bizui, even if you stop in there to use it as a restroom, that's still avodah and you're chayav. So this guy intended to maybe do a good thing by disgracing the avodah zarah, but in the meantime, he ended up violating the law. Hazorek evan lamarkulis, the Mishnah says. So you have a tov, agav to mechav in the mirkameh. Even if you're trying to stone it, it's still the avodah. Menasha vikaazilave turta. He was going to a certain place. Amru la avodah zarah hi, the kai hacha. There's an avodah zarah here. They didn't say what? Chaka pisa shadave. He took a rock and threw it at it. Amru la markulis hi. He said it's mercury. Lo hazorek evan lamarkulis tan. He said if you throw a rock at markulis, that's what it says. Atashal bein midrash. You came to the bein midrash. Amru la hazorek evan bim markulis tan. What it says is, if you throw a rock around Markulis, Afagav de Machab in the Mirgameh, even if you intend to us to stone it. Amar Lahu, meaning he thought it was Limarkulis, meaning if you give it to him. He said, no, if you throw a rock around there, even if you intend to stone it. Amar Lahoyal Ishkul, Ezav Ishkul, so I did a wrong thing, let me go take the rock away, because it's sitting in front of the idol. Amar Lahu, Achara not Lav Achara not Nachayav. You're Chayav whether you take it away or give it. Why? Achara Achara Rav Chad Lachaver Tashavik. When you take it away, you're essentially leaving room for the next one to come along. Okay, we'll stop at this point, pick it up in the next Mishnah, where we begin discussing the issue of Molech and the worship of Molech. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.